Hello again, this is Ryan Waller, developer on the Immersive Reader team, back with you for video number two on how to configure Azure Active Directory authentication that you will need to use the Immersive Reader SDK. So you've went to GitHub, you've cloned the repo, and you're starting to look at samples, in this case, the Quick Start C# sample, which opens this Quick Start sample web app solution. And inside this solution, there is a README file, which is going to help you get set up and running with this sample. And one of the first thing it asks you to do is follow some directions at this link here to create an Immersive Reader resource on Azure with a custom subdomain, and then to configure Active Directory authentication in your tenant. And so that's what I'm going to cover with you right now. So let's go to that link, which I have pulled up here. Under the main documentation site is in the How to Active Directory, Use Active Directory Authentication with the Immersive Reader service. So I'm going to jump into full screen mode here. And I think everything that we need to do, and I'm going to attempt to do this, a full live demonstration, creating an Immersive Reader resource, configuring Active Directory in my Azure tenant and subscription, and then obtain an Azure Active Directory, an AAD token, to see that that all works. And then I will go take the information that we created here that we need and take it back to the sample, plug that into the sample, and then make sure the sample works with everything we just configured here. So you can actually, from this very page, run the PowerShell commands that you need, just like if you were on the Azure portal itself using Azure Cloud Shell. So it is, I just clicked in the first kind of code sample box, try it, and is now launching Azure Cloud Shell. And I will just say that if I was to go to the portal, the Azure portal, portal.azure.com, you can also do execute these commands in the Azure Cloud Shell itself, which is accessible up here in the main toolbar of the Azure portal website. So you can click that, and then in this section below, it opens the Azure Cloud Shell command prompt. And this is set on Bash, but we will need to go to the PowerShell environment. And you can do that by making that selection right here. In the toolbar of the Cloud Shell, and then it is ready to run Azure PowerShell commands. On some machines, I've seen this say, hey, if you want to use the AZ modules, the Azure modules, PowerShell modules, type AZ at the prompt. So if yours says that, just type AZ to initialize Azure PowerShell so that you're ready to go. But I'm actually going to go back to this page because we can look at the directions in a clean side-by-side interface. So by default, when we launch the Cloud Shell from the Try It button here, it opens up kind of in Bash input mode. So I'm going to switch to PowerShell by typing PWSH at this command prompt. This will load the PowerShell environment for us. And we're just going to go down the list and start executing some of these commands. So the first one, while it's initializing, I'm going to copy here. And it's to select our subscription. So I'll paste that command in here. Select AZ subscription, subscription name, and the name of your subscription. In our case, it is XEDU subscription. Okay, so now it shows me that I successfully set the context. That is the subscription we are going to work with as we run more commands. Okay, so following the steps in the document here, what we're going to do first is create an Immersive Reader resource on Azure. So we're going to do that by running this PowerShell command and assigning the output of that command to this resource variable. So the directions here, there's links If you need more help on what it means to run these commands, this Create Immersive Reader resource will link you out to the PowerShell command, the new AZ Cognitive Services account, commandlet, to give you more details on that. But we also tried to provide some default details for you. Okay, there was a new line in there. Should not have been there. Got that copied in. But we try to provide some default details in here, like as we look at this, let's just look over here at this portion of the screen. So we see here that we are going to create a new AZ Cognitive Services account with resource group name. You have to provide your resource group name. You need to provide the name of your resource, but the type of cognitive service account it is an immersive reader type. And the SKU name is S0. That means our standard tier of service that we have available during public preview. That's different from an F0 tier, which is free. We have right now an F0, F0, and S0. S0 has a higher call rate limit, I believe 600 calls per minute per resource, and no monthly quota. And it's completely free during our public preview, so you don't have to pay for that. Location, we have to choose a location. This is back described over there what our available locations are. And then this custom subdomain name, which we'll talk about in just a second. So let me zoom back out. And so here were the kind of some descriptions on the options. SKU name can be F0 or S0, as we talked about. Location can be any of the following. In my Azure account, we already have a couple of these. So I'm going to create Japan East when I create a new resource. So let's just do that now. Well, let's talk about custom subdomain name. So custom subdomain name is a new parameter for this new AZ Cognitive Services account commandlet. It is provided as a feature for Azure Active Directory authentication for cognitive services. As of now, a few different cognitive services support Azure Active Directory authentication. Classically, cognitive services have been kind of a direct authenticate using a subscription key or like on a service-to-service call. The subscription key is a secret, so we don't ever want to have that subscription key exposed in any kind of client code. We recommend you keep the key on the server when you make those calls. And if you ever need to have like authentication on a client website, like we'd have here in the Immersive Reader, for instance, then the Cognitive Services platform has provided access tokens and what they had called an issue token endpoint that had the kind of their own custom access token for Cognitive Services. But they have just around mid-July here, released a new feature for Active Directory authentication on the Cognitive Services platform. And to enable this, they require a custom subdomain for any Cognitive Services resources that are created. And when you use PowerShell here, you're able to provide a custom subdomain name. When you are creating resources in the Azure portal, the custom subdomain is actually just the name of the resource that you create. The name that you give it in the UI creation flow is used as the custom subdomain. So it's a little bit a different flow when creating on the portal, but that happens for you automatically. When you create a new resource today on the Azure portal, a new cognitive service resource, it is automatically provisioned for Active Directory authentication behind the scenes. But here we have the ability to specify a custom subdomain separate from the actual resource name. So let's just go ahead and do that. So I'm going to go here and edit this command now. Zoom into this. So first thing, I'll go to the resource group name. So that I noticed a little bug here when trying this before, that the UI jumps a little bit. I'm doing backspacing. So in my resource group name, Cog Services, and I'm going to call my new resource, Immersive Reader S0. I'll call it underscore Japan East. Type is Immersive Reader, SKU name S0, location. It's one of those predefined locations. Japan East. And custom subdomain name, I am going to intentionally provide something that doesn't work so we can see that. So I'll call it immersive reader S0 underscore, or I'm going to call it immersive reader AAD underscore Japan East. And this underscore is causing a problem. But let's run that command. So it says failed to create a cognitive services account. And it doesn't, let's see, exception, cognitive service. It doesn't really say what the error is. And that's why I wanted to cause this error to happen, to warn you that if you get an error like this, it could be some of the new functionality of the custom subdomain in this commandlet. So here I'm going to take out the underscore. For custom subdomain, it has to be a globally unique name. It cannot contain certain characters, I believe, periods. I thought underscores were acceptable. It's documented over there. We'll take a look at it in a second. But let's run this without at least the underscore to see what happens. But I just wanted to run you through that error scenario, because being that it's a new feature that requires this globally unique subdomain name, if it's not globally unique, you get an error. And so the error is not exactly clear, so I just wanted to call your attention to the fact that that could be what's going on. Try a different subdomain name until they have that issue resolved to make that error more clear. Okay, so we successfully got an immersive reader resource created. If we were to go back to the portal, I'll close the Cloud Shell so we can see here. But now I see in my list, I should see an immersive reader S0 Japan East resource created in the portal now. Okay, so we have the resource created with a custom subdomain. That's step one. Okay, and just to echo that out, we captured the resource object into this variable. I need to spell it correctly. We captured it into this variable because we're going to use this information later in later commands. Okay, so it says if successful, the resource endpoint here, we should see the resource endpoint be the endpoint we had chosen, immersive reader AAD Japan East, which is what we had chosen for our custom subdomain name. Okay. And so I just also wanted to say, if for some reason you created a resource in the portal or you had one already, an S0 resource, you could in the portal go to your resource. In this case, it's our Japan East. Go to the overview tab of that resource and you would see the endpoint here also says immersive reader AAD Japan East, and that is your subdomain that you will need later when using the SDK. Okay, so now let's walk through the steps of creating an Active Directory, configuring Active Directory authentication. So we first start with creating an Active Directory application. So I'm going to just copy these commands. We're going to run them over here. So we need a password for authentication, and I have already pre-created a password, which I'll use here. Let's just paste that in. Okay, we have a password. I'm going to convert that password to a secure string for use in the next command. And then finally, we'll create the AAD app. These commands were ready to go. Already taking a new Azure Active Directory application. We're going to call it Immersive Reader AAD. I will actually call this one Immersive Reader AAD Test, since I think I already have one. With identifier URI, Immersive Reader AAD Test with the password that we just created. Okay, so just like before, we captured the AAD app object into this variable that we'll use it later, but here is our AAD app and its application ID, which is the key for its use. later on. Okay, that's step one. Step two, create a service principle. And this is a service user assigned to this Active Directory application we just created. Whoops, let's copy this again. So we're creating new Azure Active Directory service principle for the AAD app application ID. So we're assigning a service user or a service identity. Okay, and that's worked. So again, we'll just echo that out. Principle, okay, with ID this. Okay, again, we have that captured in a variable because we're going to need that in a second. And then the last step here, we've created an AAD app. We've created a service principle, a service identity assigned to that AAD app. And now we will configure this service identity. We will give it permission to use the resource, the Immersive Reader resource that we just created. So we do a new Azure role assignment to the object, the service principal, giving it the scope, permissions to the Immersive Reader resource that we created earlier, assigning it the role, a cognitive service user role. Okay, great. So it looks like that was successful as well. So now our identity, our service identity, is all set up to with access to the Immersive Reader resource we just created. So this is a one-time step. Once you create an Immersive Reader resource with a custom subdomain, you only need to create this Active Directory application and identity one time. So that's configured tenant-wide in your tenant. But for each new resource that you create, new Immersive Reader resource, let's just say you're running your service worldwide and you want to use resources in different regions around the world, and so you have to create multiple Immersive Reader regional resources and deploy and use those in the given regions you operate in. Then in that case, each one of the Immersive Reader resources that you use will need to be granted permission to the service principal identity. So if we had created, you know, seven, one of each of the worldwide resources, we would have to run this new AZ role assignment command seven times, granting that service identity access to each of those resources. So that's an important step, important consideration I just wanted to call out here while we're talking about it. Okay, so that is it for the configuration. We created the AAD app, the identity, service identity, and then gave it permission to our resource. So we have everything configured that we need to in Azure now. So now we'll just test it and make sure that we can successfully obtain an AAD token. So I'm just going to run these commands one by one. Create an authority. This is who we're going to call to obtain the AAD token. The resource it needs access to is cognitiveservices.azure.com, and then a couple of these authentication objects. I skipped a step. Sorry about that. First thing I need to do is get this. I did not have the tenant ID assigned. So the first thing we need to do is get the tenant ID, and I'll just run this to show you what it is for our tenant that our subscription is here as a Microsoft tenant, but we need this tenant ID. So I needed to get the context. Sorry about that. So let's go back and run that first command again, authority. And that needs the tenant ID and build the right authority. And then I don't need to run the second command, but I will just so we can go in order, resource. And then we create the auth context, authentication context with that authority. Okay, great. It was successful this time. We set up our credentials for authentication. Client credential, a new client credential object with the AAD application's application ID. That is our client ID, the AAD app. and then the password that we had configured earlier. And then finally, we'll make the call to get the token. So we use the auth context object, calling a method, call acquire token async, passing those parameters, the resource we need access to, and the credentials, and we wait on the result. And that result is captured in the token variable. And so we see that we have a valid token here. And so it's this access token that we need when using the Immersive Reader SDK. So now let's, with all that information, let's walk back over, come back to the sample and see how to use all this information. So if we go back to the README, step one, we followed all those instructions. We've opened the sample web app here. First, the next thing to do is set up all these properties in the project so the project works. So the tenant ID, client secret, and subdomain. And here is a description of what those things are. So we saw tenant ID a second ago. The client ID is the AAD application ID. The client secret is your password, and the subdomain is that subdomain we configured. So let's follow the steps here. Right-click on the solution and say Manage User Secrets. It's going to open the secrets.json file that it wants us to put these secrets in. So here I've already pre-created this. Save a little time. So that was my tenant ID. Each time I run through this, I have a different client ID. So let's go back to that to see what our AAD application ID. So if I just go to that and I type AAD app, that was what we had captured earlier, and its application ID is this. So I'll copy that, go back to the solution, and paste that in. And the password was this UKA. Just to confirm, UKA, that was my password. Okay, and we had Immersive Reader AAD Japan East. So that is it for the configuration of the sample. Configuration of Azure, taking what you create in Azure and configuring the sample to run with that information. And then all we need to do is start the sample, start without debugging. And the sample should just work. And we'll walk through the details of this sample in the next video. Here I'm just going to prove that everything is working as expected. Okay, I'll open my dev tools, and here we have just a sample web page, just some text. We have an Immersive Reader button. We click the button, and it launches the reader. So in this particular example, in the sample app, we have a token endpoint, which it called to obtain the token. So we see that's making a call within our sample code to get a token. It's fetching the subdomain. We'll see the code for that in a minute. And then it loads the reader page. The SDK is loading our reader page. And then from there, our reader page is calling our backend service, making various calls to process the speech and linguistic information. So that's it. That's how to configure Active Directory authentication and use it in the sample apps. Thanks for watching. See you in the next video.